Beautiful. That delayed looping strumming part reminded me very much of pipa style playing as well too. Yeah, I love. There's a style of like kind of southern like Suzhou and Shanghai style ping-tong music. It definitely has that kind of style, Ruan and pipa music as well. Super cool. Noticing on your bio here, where I got pulled up on the computer, you've toured with quite a few cool people. We'll get that mic over for you in just a second. Yeah, no worries.
I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. Some of the excellent artists you've toured with, including Jeremy Dutcher, The Hallucination, Ray Spoon as well, too. Maybe you want to talk about some of those tours, where you went, what you did?
Yeah, it always feels weird to, like, name drop in a bio, but it's also like these people are great, and I Ray Spoon's like my parent, like my friend and colleague obviously, but like has taken care of me so much and actually was really instrumental in making this album happen. I got to record Renew on Gabriola Island.
Awesome. Noise Floor is amazing.
Yeah, and well, Ray introduced me to Jordan because they recorded Bodies of Water at the Noise Floor, and they had me as one of like the guest artists on that, but then they also just kind of moved some grant money around and helped me record my album.
Nice.
At the Noise Floor also. So yeah, there's a big thank you to Ray for making this one happen. And they're just really amazing, and they really make a lot of things happen for the community and are always just looking out for other people. Ray took me across Canada and also like through Europe, and I got to drive like a van on the Autobahn.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was a crazy time. It was, yeah, lots of good memories. We got food poisoning in like at like some mansion in like Dortmund or something like
nice.
That. Like, yeah, fun little adventures in Europe. And The Hallucination, they did like a little tour, like an auditorium tour. They were kind of testing it out to be like, what's it like if we play in like a seated area? So they brought me and Jeremy along for like a week or so in like Southern Ontario. And yeah, it was just like both experience really just like very much feels like family. And it's really cool to see that just like experience more experienced artists than me doing their thing, but still in a very like genuine and wholesome way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is great role models.
One last thing before we jump into our last track. I love the album art. It reminds me very much of woodblock style printing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's the monochromatic between the red and the white. Maybe if you want to talk, and it was designed by Ness Lee, is that correct?
Yeah. I've been a huge fan of Ness's art for like many years. You can see plenty of their murals like all over Toronto and plenty of other places too. But yeah, I really love their art style. It's very, what's the word? Like autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked Ness and sent them, you know, basically everything, all the liner notes about the album, and I let them listen to the whole thing, and they sent back like pages of like words and pictures that came to mind to them when they were, you know, listening to the album and thinking about it, and this is kind of what they came out with. And I really liked the way it felt, both it's like a very internal process, but it's still a very external thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it feels like felt very reflective to like see the way it was represented in the album art.
Beautiful. One last piece of music.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This one's called Beauty.
Thank you.
Amazing. What an absolute treat. Pass the mic back and forth. It does look nice to see the performance. It's a very raw and exposed style performing. So thank you so much for coming up. Respectful Child, where can people find your music?
Mostly on Bandcamp. I don't like Spotify.
I feel that.
Yeah, they don't really pay us very much and they make a lot of money. Maybe one day I've thought about putting the album on there in its entirety as one big track. So maybe I'll do that and then you can listen to it without paying ads. mostly at Bandcamp. And I'll be dropping off some copies of the album at Neptune Records and Beat Street Records also.
Oh my gosh. Send us one.
And you can order from me, obviously. And
beautiful.
Yeah, that's it.
One last thing. So you have Renew, and then there's also a 2017 album. I'm also just noticing now there is a remix album on the way called Medicine, and it's got some pretty big key names on there. Soft Key, BP, Gus Davidson, Menace, Factor Chandelier. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I put out a remix album with my first album, and it's really fun to get my friends to play with the tracks, but also it's nice. We do it as a fundraiser, so this one, all the sales will be going to Prairie Harm Reduction, which is the safe consumption site in Saskatoon, but it gets like pretty much zero government funding. It keeps getting less. So we'll be donating all the sales to Prairie Harm Reduction, but also every time someone buys the album, I'll be sending a letter to the provincial government telling them you should fund this. It's important and it saves lives.
Good. We support that. Absolutely. If you want to find more about Respectful Child's work, you can go to their website, respectfulchild.com. There's more information about the film scores, the sound design, some of the tours, and of course, respectfulchild.bandcamp.com for the music. You can download that and also some physicals as well. Again, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Any last words?
Thank you for having me. CJSF. Woohoo!
6 Studio 6 featuring Respectful Child. Wonderful stuff, visiting us from the prairies, and would highly recommend you to go check out their Bandcamp, respectfulchild.bandcamp.com. The latest release, Chinatown 2050 original soundtrack, original compositions to the short film documentary by Linda Zhang and Maxim Gertler Jaffe. Reimagining Chinatown, speculative fiction stories from Toronto's Chinatown in 2050, prompting Asian Canadian youth to imagine what Chinatown might be like in 30 years. Ooh, even paired with LiDAR modeling scans and animation used to share all of that. And of course, what you heard from this session was all from their album Renew, released in the fall of 2023. Go check it out. We'll play a couple of tracks here from the Bandcamp, a couple of these remix things. This is stems from the album Searching out of 2017. This release is from 2019, and it is a collection of remixes by Fedra, Veliska, Pulse Width, VC Vibes, Inner Touch, all sorts of cool stuff. And of course, if you are an artist that wants to get your music here on CJSF, you can email me directly, cjsfmusc@sfu.ca. But more importantly, if you are an established artist that wants to be a part of Studio 6 and our sessions here, you can reach out to me. Same method, cjsfmusc@sfu.ca, or come by the station. Find our contact page on our website, cjsf.ca. That's all we've got time for here on Studio 6. So we'll go out with a couple of remixes from the 2019 remix release from Respectful Child. Thank you again to them for coming and playing live here. If you want to go see the video, go check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/
at the at symbol CJSF Radio. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week for another selection of Studio 6. I'm not going to do that.